If you've had holiday songs on repeat this month, you have probably heard the word Yuletide a lot.
Yuletide carols.
But what exactly is Yule? For this week's Word of the Week segment, exploring the origin of popular words, NPR's Natalie Escobar found out.
At the Woodlawn Manor in Sandy Spring, Maryland, a Victorian-era style Yuletide party is in full swing. There's food, craft making, and dancing.
Every good party has dancing.
That's Angela Yao, who works for the county's Parks Department. Tonight, she's teaching the crowd popular dances from the time period. That includes the Grand March.
We'll just start with marching steps.
Today, Yuletide is basically synonymous with Christmas. But the earliest roots of Yule have nothing to do with Christianity. They go back to the early Norse and Germanic people. Terry Gunnell is a professor of folkloristics at the University of Iceland.
This is the midwinter celebration, and that certainly we know was being celebrated from very, very early times.
As people considered what food to stockpile for the upcoming year, they threw big parties, he says. Lots of feasting and ale drinking and sacrificing animals to winter spirits for protection. And then there was the oath swearing. Here's Old Norse translator Jackson Crawford.
Your oaths during Yule are kind of sacred.
Crawford thinks that this oath swearing could be where the word Yule actually comes from. There's other theories out there, too. Many think it could come from the Old Norse word hjul, which means wheel, as in the wheel of the year. But whatever its origin,
I think it just comes to basically mean party.
As Christianity spread through Europe, the church began to align its celebrations like Christmas with pre-existing pagan ones like Yule. Much of the feasting and drinking spirit of Yule stuck around and became Christmas traditions, too. That brings us back to those Victorian-era Yuletide celebrations made popular by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. Here's Angela Yao again.
So a lot of these traditions were coming from Germany, and Prince Albert brought those to England, and Victoria fell in love with these things.
And from there, settlers brought them overseas to English colonies like the U.S. Now, today, we don't usually slaughter animals during our Yuletide celebrations, but as Gunnell points out,
the idea of sacrifices remains in leaving out sherry or whiskey for Santa Claus and some food for the reindeer.
It's something to consider if you leave out cookies for Santa. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Escobar.